lifetime, hear this truth. Rochester, in age or youth, is only a moving point in time, where all who will may learn to climb from what has been to what may be, whether in time or eternity. Something is present here tonight, beyond our sight. Beyond our sight. A century is not long in history, geology, astronomy, but in life it is three generations throwing light or shadow on a fourth. Few but the dead care much about 1850. Few but the old remember much before 1900. None but the young will see the year 2000. Hail to them all! In this Eastman Theater, erected for the enrichment of community life, let us for half an hour enrich our life. Pause to hear time passing by with music. Wonder how we came, where to call next. Generation, it gives time and place to think. The anniversary itself is of minor importance, except as a part of everything that has been and will be. A few notable words from our academic history, seemingly remote and unconnected, may soon reveal a dynamic design. It is the history of creative change, of promises fulfilled, of promises still unfulfilled, awaiting wider vision, stronger will. It is the history of Meliora. Canal, romantic gateway to the west. It knew the young university well, for near its banks in the old United States Hotel, the university was founded. It was here on November 5th, 1850, that John N. Wilder of Albany, chairman of the executive board, addressed the first college assembly of 60 students and 7 professors. He said, "The espionage practiced in nearly all other colleges will not be introduced here. The managers start with the idea that all who come here to improve their minds are gentlemen, and they mean to treat them as such." That promise has been kept 100 years. President Martin B. Anderson, elected in 1853, said to the graduates of 1855, "Living to the common age of man, you will behold the dawn of the 20th century. Let your principles of action be so formed and your character so molded that whatever may be the world's progress in religion or art, in thought or freedom, you may ever be in sympathy with the purest aspirations and noblest impulses of the remotest year to which God may prolong your life." The young college had 10 years of plain living and high thinking. Then came the drums. In May 1861, just before Colonel Isaac F. Quinby, professor of mathematics, and later a brigadier general, left Rochester to command the 13th New York Volunteers, there was a memorable ceremony in front of Anderson Hall. Rochester women gave the colonel a regimental flag with the motto, "For God and Country." He received the flag sitting on horseback about where the Anderson statue now stands. The students gave the colonel a sword bearing the Latin motto, "That the Republic sustain no harm." Thus, old Anderson Hall, when it was new, was dedicated to freedom. For 89 years, that promise has been kept.